All right, we continue to see ICE raids around the country and Donald Trump using this moment to inflame tensions, flex his muscles, and see how much executive authority he really has. It's a very dangerous time right now, and a video just went very, very viral on the internet in the last 24 hours or so, showing an ICE agent, what appears to be an ICE agent, getting out of his car and pointing a firearm at somebody as they appear to be taking pictures of his license plate. I really want to show you this video because it's getting a lot of buzz again as we see ICE continuing to essentially show up places, arrest people without due process, show up places that they shouldn't, and also, you know, take this approach of essentially listening to Donald Trump and flexing their muscles, which is obviously causing a lot of harm throughout the United States, especially throughout local communities. Now, really quickly, before I get into all this, my name is Chris Mallory. I'm filling in for Adam Mockler on the Adam Mockler channel. If you enjoy this type of content, the link to my YouTube channel will be in the description down below. You guys have shown so much love lately, and I say it every single time, but I truly mean it. I appreciate it, and I love you so much. On this channel, we're trying to build something big to punch back against what I call MAGA media, a lot of the reason we lost the 2024 election. And if you want to be part of this growing community, I should say, moving toward 2026 and 2028 and beyond, all you have to do is click subscribe down below. It goes a super long way. All right, before I show you this video, let me back up. I said that there's a lot of harm being caused, which I know many of you know, and I'm sure a lot of you watching may be personally affected by this, which truly, my heart is with these communities and these individuals. We saw just in the last also 24 hours that federal agents, ICE agents, tried to show up to Dodger Stadium in California. Again, the video I'm going to show you is from California, and obviously this is where Donald Trump sent the National Guard, is, you know, really inflaming tensions, where we've seen a lot of the protests go on, or at least originate from. So federal agents denied entry to Dodger Stadium. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents attempted to access Dodger Stadium on Thursday morning, but were denied entry by the team. As I record this, it's Friday night. Quote, this is what the Dodgers posted on Twitter. This morning, ICE agents came to Dodger Stadium and requested permission to access the parking lots. They were denied entry to the grounds by the organization. Tonight's game will be played as scheduled, the team posted on Twitter. And then ICE came out on Twitter, aka the Trump administration, and confirmed that their agents were not at Dodger Stadium, saying this is a lie, this is fake news. And I do want to point out, because this is often overlooked, like ICE essentially being the Trump administration, these three-letter agencies throughout the United States, ICE, the DOJ, the Department of Homeland Security, which technically ICE is under the Department of Homeland Security, but the EPA, the CDC, you know, any three-letter agency you can think of, the SEC, these are all agencies that are largely independent from the president or have been throughout history. You know, presidents didn't have the authority, for example, to just fire federal workers because there's a lot of fear around hyper-politicizing these three-letter agencies. It's important, for example, that the DOJ or the Department of Homeland Security is insulated from, you know, potentially political pressures. They need to be there. They need to be able to do their job effectively, to be able to do their job effectively, they need to be able to not have political pressure. If the DOJ wants to investigate someone close to the president, they need to be able to, shield politics out, or they can't do their job. There's too many pressures. But obviously, under this administration, for the first time ever, Donald Trump signed an executive order. We're firing a bunch of federal workers and replacing them with loyalists. Right. And that's why we see Donald Trump get away with a lot of what he gets away with, because like the DOJ is not going to investigate people close to Trump because the people in the DOJ are loyal to Trump. Right. And so, again, this kind of goes along with like ICE, the DHS. These are all like political wings now, as we see this like hyperpolitization of the executive branch. It's very, very scary. The team pledged $1 million in direct financial assistance for families of immigrants impacted by, quote, recent events in the region in partnership with the city of Los Angeles on Friday, while promising additional efforts in the coming days. The announcement was made one day after Department of Homeland Security agents used the Dodger Stadium parking lots as a staging area without permission from the team as a part of ongoing campaign to arrest immigrants throughout the city. Per a statement released by the team just in the last few hours, the additional community efforts will include aid to the California Community Foundation and the Los Angeles County Federation of Labor to, quote, aid youth and families with food insecurity, basic essentials, and mental health services. And here is the tweet. Shout out to the Dodgers, even though I am a Braves fan, born and raised in Atlanta. Love what the Dodgers are doing here. Really, truly great stuff. And again, this goes along with the idea that, like, the tides are turning. right? People are furious about this, and understandably so. ICE cannot be showing up to these places, arresting people without due process, you know, destroying these local communities. The Trump administration cannot be doing this. And that's a lot of why we've seen so many protests around the country. So I bring you back to the video I wanted to show you in the beginning. And this is a lot of why the outrage is here. The tides are turning against Trump and MAGA. Take a look at this.
Video into KTLA shows a federal agent jumping out of his vehicle and pointing a gun at someone trying to photograph his license plate number. We don't know the exact circumstances, but it was around the time several people were arrested this morning.
So again, like, look at this one more time. I'm going to turn the audio off for 1 second. I mean, you know, ICE is arresting people and we have someone taking a photo of his license plate and getting out and pointing a firearm at this individual. And again, going very, very, very viral. You see 31,000 upvotes here. And that was just, you know, posted very, very recently. Guessing this is one of the bounty hunters referring to ICE. Again, as we see, like, private citizens, I guess, taking, there's some, talk about this, private citizens taking over and doing some of this work. Even have the filter over the plate so fucking shady. Again, you notice in this video, like, That's like a, you under certain lighting, you can't actually see the license plate number. And it's very hard to take photos with that film over it. That's what a lot of people do if they're, speeding or going through like a toll booth, because the photo can't, you know, capture your license plate. It's like, why does a federal agent have that? What a well-adjusted person, right? Just like egregious. Why are we pointing guns at people? We're going to hear crazy stories from ICE agents and documentaries later down the road. Quote, yeah, I was a bounty hunter and they put $100 a pop on every illegal detained. So I just suited up and started grabbing people. Hell, all of us did. It was a crazy time and we made a killing. Think about this statement. Think about hearing that. I mean, it's just like disgusting. And again, like treating like, quote, undocumented people or quote, illegals as just like not human beings. Most of these people, you're less likely to commit a violent crime if you're an undocumented individual in the United States. You're less likely to commit a violent crime as opposed to someone like me who's a documented, a citizen born in the United States. We've done these studies all the time. They're less likely to commit violent crimes. Most people are just here seeking a better life. They benefit the economy in multiple ways. So it's just like treating them like they're not human is gross. It's disgusting. And so lastly, with all that, I say the tides are turning. And we just got in the last, you know, day as well, a lot more data on the No Kings protest that related to everything else, related to the ICE raids, related to ICE, you know, bounty hunters getting out of the car, pointing firearms at people. And so Americans across the country, including I know you showed up, Adam and I were out there live streaming in Chicago, or in downtown Chicago. Were the No Kings protest the largest single day demonstration in American history? Depending on who you ask, between 4 and 6 million people, showed up. And according to one theory, this could be a turning point. The scale of last weekend's No Kings protest is now becoming clearer, with one estimate suggesting that Saturday was among the biggest ever single day protests in U.S. history. Working out exactly where the protest ranks compared with similar recent events has been a project of G. Elliot Morris, a data journalist who runs the Substack Strength in Numbers, calculated turnout between 4 and 6 million, which would be 1.2 to 1.8% of the U.S. population. This could exceed the previous record in recent history when between 3.3 million and 5.6 million people showed up at the 2017 Women's March to rally against Trump's misogynistic rhetoric. And we have more photos here from Los Angeles. Now, this goes on to talk about like Morris's estimates, but also how we actually need a lot more time to, you know, get the official numbers, because we have a rough approximation, but it's going to take time to figure that out. But still, regardless of wherever it lands, clearly a massive day. Millions of people across the United States showed up because the tides are turning on Trump. His poll numbers are falling, especially on issues like this. And we have, you know, organizations now like the Dodgers saying, you know, enough is enough. You're not going to show up to try to get access to our stadium, to harass our fans when they're trying to go to the game. Sit the fuck down. We're going to donate money to these communities. And I love it. I love to see Americans coming together. It's incredible. Let me know what you think about this video down below and who this could have possibly been. I'm curious if there's any updates on this. Once again, my name is Chris Mowry. I'm filling in for Adam Ockler on the Adam Ockler channel. If you enjoy this type of content, the link to my YouTube channel will be in the description down below. You guys are showing so much love. And once again, this channel, we're trying to build something big to punch back against this MAGA media apparatus. So if you haven't already, click subscribe down below. I appreciate you a lot. Hope you have a great rest of your week. A lot of the United States is very, very hot right now. We have a big heat wave moving through over the next few days, so make sure you stay cool and stay hydrated. It's going to be very, very, very humid. So it might not feel like you're super hot, but your sweat is like sticking to you, and it can create some dangerous circumstances where you're actually, your body's getting very hot, but you don't realize. So make sure you're getting water, stay cool, Stay indoors. I appreciate you a lot. I love you. I will see you in the next video.